Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
What do you think about this morning show?
This is a good, clean show.
This is my show.
This show is stupid.
You're stupid.
This show is
my favorite show.
That's stupid. Don't hate me, bro. Use your common sense.
This show does not have common sense.
These people are dysfunctional.
Yeah, but they're still
my favorite.
So, what does that say about you?
I don't care what people say.
I like what I like.
Yeah, I'd like to get started.
Okay, it's showtime. 6:04, the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up, along with our producer, Morty, who, by the way, it's Thursday morning.
Yes, it is. We are next in line. However, I didn't go get in line this morning.
No, you didn't.
I know. I didn't. I slept in a little bit.
Well, you had
morning.
A late night last night.
Yeah. You know what? My 7 o'clock show got me home at like 10:30. So I was, yeah, they're all talking. Now they want to talk and have cocktails after the show.
We're talking about Anthem.
Oh, Sun City Anthem.
Sun City Anthem, yeah. where you were just a big hit.
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you. Wow. It was a blast. It was a blast. I think I was telling John Schaefer, you know, there was a one couple that came up to me and she said, listen, because I said, I live up in the Summerlin area. Are you in Sun City? I said, no, not yet. She said, listen, I'm 52. I married this guy. He's 57. We moved up here a couple of years ago. I said, oh, see?
And if you follow Carla on Facebook, clearly John and I were the last to know that you were serving food last night.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, that
it
menu.
It was a dinner show.
I had
you
no
didn't
idea.
Tell us that.
I didn't know I was doing a dinner show. And I sat down, and on the tables, there's the menu, like a hoagie. Right? A ham and cheese hoagie. They had the turkey and Havarti sandwich and popcorn. I had
Jody
no idea.
Jody and I would have made it out for
I
that.
Know, yeah, I know.
I would have too.
I know. I listen, and I don't ever talk so much about those shows because they sell out the minute the tickets go on sale. So I can't, and I have no pull. I have no pull.
Nothing?
I can't, no.
Okay.
No, you can come with me. You can be a guest with me, but you've got to sit at the comics table.
Can you toss us a sandwich at least?
Yeah, I could do that. Yeah. You got to sit with the comics.
Which is like the kids' table.
It is. Yeah.
During Thanksgiving. So, all
right.
Well,
shush.
It was a good show, I heard. It was
so much fun.
I'm glad you had a good time.
It was a blast.
All right. Mix of sunshine and maybe some high clouds. Otherwise, sunshine tomorrow. High today, tomorrow in the low 60s, 43 outside right now. Carla Ray has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
Well, his disorder was so bad, he actually considered suicide.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to find out who that is, plus some other stories after Journey, faithfully.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, man, this is sad, but it worked out well. Huey Lewis has that inner ear disorder, that tinnitus. And he said it, you know, it pretty much ended his career when he was diagnosed last year. He contemplated suicide. He says he thought about pills because that would be the easiest way to do it. But he says the love of his fans literally got him through it. He said, I got letters and support from just ordinary people. And it's amazing. He said, because when you make music, you don't think about it. You do it because you're writing a song and you're having fun. You don't realize that you affect people's lives. And in turn, I guess they've affected his.
And now they have a new album out.
They're
going out on tour.
Yeah.
And life seems to be pretty good again.
I hope so. This story bugs me so much. Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, they're in love. They want to spend the rest of their lives together. I know, but they're in no hurry to get married. You know, they say things are fine right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, even though she and Gavin Rossdale are divorced, this bothers me. They still have to get an annulment before she can marry again in the Catholic Church.
Oh.
Let's see. How long were they married? They have kids. How do you...
I don't get it either.
Come on.
I don't get it either. I've been through this with some of the members of my family.
This really bothers me a lot. I mean, it's just, listen, get an annulment if there's a reason to get an annulment. But when you're married and you have kids, that means you didn't consummate your marriage. Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Might be a little late.
Yes, it might be. Gwen, I love you, honey, but Blake, huh?
But I hear that. No, that doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, I know. I guess not.
Clearly.
Oh, and REO Speedwagon's Kevin Cronin. I don't know that I've heard this story. He said that he knew he would get mocked severely over one line in this song. And it is that line, that he says he's gotten so much flack for it. It's time to bring this ship into the shore.
Really?
Yeah. He said, I got teased for it. I know it was bubble gum. I knew there'd be people who would, they'd hate it. But it was stuck in my head. The line was stuck in my head, and I wanted to put it in a song.
Well, and the whole song's cheesy.
Well, yeah, a lot of them are. A lot of songs are. But he said he's gotten so much flack for that line, he said. And it just came to me one night. I wanted to put it in. I thought about it for 10 years, and it went in the song.
You know
so
what?
Shut up, people.
You've ever seen REO Speedwagon.
Oh, he's storytellers. Yeah.
And it goes right in. I mean, the whole thing is cheesy.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It is.
So.
Very cheesy.
But they're a lot of fun in concert.
Oh, they're a blast. If you get a chance, they're coming back next year, May 2nd, over at Red Rocks.
Okay.
So for now, that is my take.
All right. Mike and Carla's world famous Jingle Bell Rock is back. In fact, another puzzle piece will be revealed tonight. Shady Grove Lounge,
yeah.
Silverton Casino Hotel, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka, reminding you to drink responsibly. Puzzle piece number 4 out of 5, and this is their big party tonight with all the Jingle Bell Rock hunters.
Yes, it is.
Their
yes,
white elephant
is.
Party. Hope we can make it. Don't think
I
we
know.
Can, but
I know.
And tomorrow, as you had mentioned on Facebook Live, the rock goes out tomorrow.
Yep.
And you can start looking for it.
Bundle it up, man. Anyways, out there.
And your first of 3 on-air clues. Have that for you a little bit after 8 o'clock. But all the details, complete rules about Jingle Bell Rock on our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. I didn't know this. This is a big day today.
Yes, it is.
You know what today is? It's National Ding-a-ling Day, Dave, today.
When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o.
Of course, Chuck Berry with a ding-a-ling song. So it's National Ding-a-ling Day today. Now, I thought that meant one thing. You told me
something else. You thought they had a day for that, did you?
Yeah, I thought it was when you just highlight all the ding-a-lings in your life.
No, that's not it. It's to get in touch with people that you've lost touch with, basically to ring them up. On a kids, it's called a phone, and you call people.
Yeah,
they say specifically people that you talk to maybe once or twice, and you have not now in many, many years. Family members, classmates, things like that.
Phone, it had to do with touching, but not reaching out and touching people you haven't been in touch with for a long time.
Yes, no. Reaching out and touching someone like they used to do with the phone company.
That's what National Ding-a-ling Day is, so ding-a-ling them up.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly it.
So it's not ring-a-ling.
No, it's ding-a-ling.
Well, then that ruins
ding-a-ling.
My story. I had a great
Well, I think most everything ruins that story, doesn't it, for you guys?
So it should be my ringtone
day. Oh, shoot.
Because there was a woman who was sitting in a car at a service station in Florida, live-streamed herself sharing an embarrassing story. She was feeling the Christmas magic when she actually hugged a guy that had cleaned the windshield of her car, but it was actually his car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know.
And here she is doing that. That
good
this is my ding-a-ling this morning.
Christmas is so magical. I don't know what's going on in your day, but unless you're hugging strangers in a gas station parking lot, you're probably doing pretty good.
Good.
Yes, Michelle. I walked away from his car and got in my car and just shut the door and pretended nothing happened, and he was left like that lady just she just hugged me and told me she loved humanity. But I'm pretty sure when he realized that my car was the same as his.
I don't think she should be driving.
Good for her. Good for the both of them. Better than what we saw the other day. Jeez.
Oh,
at Target. So, you know what? If you're going to do anything, hug a stranger. As long as they don't have a gun, hug a stranger.
None of us reached out and hugged her.
Ooh, that's what she would have done.
Maybe that's all she needed, you know?
Okay.
But I wasn't going to be the one.
I'm scared.
Touch. Yeah.
That's my ding-a-ling for the day.
Okay.
When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy.
So if you have one.
Yeah.
Or a phone.
Sure.
A phone.
Or if you have a phone.
Reach out to somebody you haven't reached out to.
Yeah, absolutely.
And ding-a-ling them up.
Absolutely. You will be glad you did. Or reach out and whatever. Just reach out and do something, I guess.
A National Ding-a-ling Day.
Yeah.
Tomorrow,
you
can start looking for the world-famous rock. And if you find it, win $10,000. Got details on that coming up here. just a couple of minutes. Mike and Carla Morning Show at about 7:07 Thursday morning, National Ding-a-ling Day. I really thought it meant, you know, you just, you highlight some of the ding-a-lings in your life. But now,
well, maybe it is.
you say it's to connect with somebody on the phone, maybe a relative, a family member, a friend, whatever.
Right. That you haven't talked to in quite some time.
Okay.
You know.
With that said, we tracked down a relative of yours. That Matt says, because he texted me.
Uh-huh.
And said, call, is it Nick? Do you have a cousin Nick?
I have a cousin Nick and then his brother Tommy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very close. Very, very close. And
but you
they are very close. I haven't talked to them in a very long time. Many years.
All right, we're going to reach out to cousin Nick.
Okay. Okay.
Here a little bit later on in the next 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
A National Ding-a-ling Day.
Okay. All right.
Let's see.
Okay.
We'll just start the ball rolling.
Jeez.
Here. mix of sun and clouds today. High today, tomorrow, low 60s. Perfect for Jingle Bell Rock hunting.
Yes, it is.
It's got a full moon out there, too.
I know.
As well. Only about 43 outside. A few things we think you should know. Carla has that coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Well, many parents just saying, we're going to stay away from Santa Claus.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll talk about that. Plus, a few more things we think you should know after Aerosmith.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
96.3 KKLZ.
Well, listen to this one. A survey found that people drive much more carefully when they have a cake in their car than when they're with their kids.
I should laugh.
I know, but it's true.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I mean, you can always make another kid and have some fun doing it, right? You're more careful with a cake than your kid in the car.
I guess that's one way to look at it, but that's terrible.
Oh, my gosh. Now, listen, many parents opting to just pay for a video chat with Santa this season, as opposed to waiting for the long lines at the mall. So they're doing, you can video, you can Skype with Santa Claus.
I like that.
So it's kind of nice, though I kind of like the mall Santa. I don't know.
Yeah, but now you have to reserve a time.
Yeah, you do.
Stand in a long line.
Yeah.
And here you don't even have to leave your house.
But you don't get the Santa bourbon breath, you know, over the phone. You don't get that much. Jeez. But yeah, you can do it, right? We'll video chat with Santa. And the most, I thought this was really interesting, the most Googled what is questions have come out. You know, what is this? What is that? Number one, what is Area 51?
Oh.
That is the number one question. Next was what is a Visco girl? And those are like basic girls that use this filter on an app called Visco.
Oh.
What is a boomer? What is quid pro quo?
Wait a second. I know what a boomer is now.
Okay, you know what that is.
And
you know what a boomer is. Quid pro quo.
I know what that is now because it's been all over the news.
Right, exactly. What is Bird Box about? Oh, shoot me in the head. Oh, my God. And what is a Mandalorian?
See, I don't know that.
That's it's Star Wars. It's a fictional race. Of people from Star Wars.
See, I didn't know what a Visco girl was.
Oh, Visco. Yeah, it's V-S-C-O.
Visco.
And people will say, she's so Visco, or she's such a Visco girl.
Oh, really?
And it's kind of a basic girl, and they use this app and post a lot of pictures.
See, even I learned something on this show.
I know, Mike.
Every day.
Exactly. That's why we do it. It's Thursday for you, Mike. A few things you should know.
You know, I'm stuck on this whole Ding-a-ling Day thing because, again, I thought it was one thing. And you're telling me it's when you reach out to those people that you haven't talked to in a long time on the phone to ding-a-ling somebody up.
Yes, exactly.
I told you Matt texted me, and he texted me with a phone number for your cousin Nick.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Back in Detroit.
Yeah.
Nick's on the phone. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Hey, Nick. How you doing? It's Carla, your little cousin.
Carla who?
You were actually, like Mark and Matt, closer to age, you know, to them. I was always the little one.
You don't remember Carla?
Carla, no.
You don't? Oh, God. Aunt... You remember Uncle Don and Aunt Susan?
Her parents?
Yeah, I remember Matt, but no Carla.
This is my cousin. This is my dad's sister.
That's how long it's been.
My dad's sister's.
Awkward.
Yeah, it is awkward. My dad's sister's son.
Seriously?
And, yeah. Yes.
Your aunt.
Yes. This is
her
my
boy.
Yes. And all Martha my friends had a big crush on Nick, too. You don't. Okay. Do you remember
well,
coming?
I wish I'd have known that part.
I know. Well, see, you guys all came to Reno one year, you and your brother Tom, uh-huh. and then Matt and Mark. Of course, they were older than me, and I, right. you know. And then we all went, I don't know if you remember, we all went out, and we went, as a matter of fact, to the Pepper Mill.
I remember the Pepper Mill, but not so much each
other. Well,
how
okay.
long has it been since you've
oh,
seen?
Oh, probably 45 years.
Wow.
So
this is why I remember it.
I'm so Nick, I thought I'd reach out and it's ding-a-ling day. You call someone that you haven't talked to.
I'm just
to.
Glad he picked up the phone, not even knowing the number that's
in a
calling.
While. And then his brother is Tom, uh-huh. Tommy, that wow. he's doing okay. Is Tom doing okay?
Tom is doing okay.
Okay, well.
Well, good. See?
I guess I have to call more often, don't I? Jeez. Thanks, Nick. I appreciate it. Glad I made an impression.
Have a great day, cousin
yes.
Nick.
Thank
and,
you,
and
Nick.
Maybe anytime you come to Vegas.
Yes, please look me up.
Oh, yeah. Nice meeting you again, Carla.
Well, good to talk to you. Thanks, Nick. Take care.
You take care as well. Have a good holidays.
See, that's what Ding-a-ling Day is all about, right?
Yeah.
Maybe,
wow.
Maybe we call his brother Tommy.
Well, Tommy will remember me. I know that.
You think?
Yes. I don't know how. Yes.
We'll find out.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning Sunshine.
Come on, Sunshine.
96.3 KKLZ.
All right, so Carla, we talked to your cousin Nick.
Well, yeah.
Who had no clue who you were.
I don't know how he did. Okay, whatever.
All right,
this is his brother Tom.
Tom.
Yes, and I know that Tommy will remember me.
Okay.
I know that he will. I haven't talked to him in ages,
all right, let
though.
Me put him on.
Okay.
Tommy,
right.
you there?
Hello, yes, I'm here. Hello.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show in Vegas, but more importantly, I'm calling on behalf of your cousin, Carla, who clearly you haven't talked to in a while.
It has been a very long time now. I just talked to your brother Nick, Tommy, and Nick doesn't remember me very well, but you probably, I'm hoping you remember me, my brothers Matt and Mark, who you were pretty close to growing up. I just kind of wanted to say hey, you know, because I haven't talked to you in a while. And
so Tommy, do you even remember Carla?
Well, clearly I remember Matt and Mark without a doubt, but
yeah.
Carla I think was either older or younger, but I'm not really sure if our paths ever crossed.
And it's right, though. I was much younger than my brothers. I'm like 7 and 8 years younger than my brothers.
Okay.
But, Tommy, you guys came out to Reno like many, many years, probably 40, 45 years ago. And I just remember this so well. We all went to the Pepper Mill, had a great time.
Maddie and Mark and I we hung out and we had a good time. And I guess maybe she was somewhere doing her thing, but
Okay.
Drawing a blank right now.
Well, you remember Uncle Don and Aunt Susan, right?
Love them.
Yeah,
I love them.
Yeah, everybody loved Don and Susan.
Well, of course.
Donnie was one of my favorites.
See, and let me tell you, and I said it before, Tommy and Nick, we knew them at that time. All of my friends had, because they looked very similar. I'll show you a picture. So good looking. All my friends had crushes on them. And to this day, one of my friends, Lori, still asks about Tommy and Nick. And Lori wouldn't remember Lori. Probably, but she.
I bet you he does. You remember?
Lori was. Oh my God! Lori, I thought she was smoking.
See? Yes, and Lori was a little older than me. I can't even. Okay, well.
All right.
You know
well,
what?
You know what?
So,
call more often.
I need.
Yeah. Why don't we stay in touch?
Clearly.
Figure that one out.
I think I'm going to make a trip to Detroit again this year. So, so maybe I'll look you guys up. We can all go to a Tigers game. We all went to it. I mean, I was really young when we all went to a Tigers game.
I think that's great.
Well, all thanks, right. Tommy. It's real good to talk to you.
Hey, glad to help.
Yeah, thank you.
National Ding-a-ling Day.
It's my cousins right there. That's great.
Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock is back. You could win $10,000 in your first of three on-air clues coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Mike and Carla Morning Show at about 8:05. I'm thinking, don't feel bad, Carla. There's probably a few relatives of my own that I could call if I even knew how to get in touch with them.
Doubt it. They were all on the cruise with us a couple of years ago. They're all going to remember you.
Wow.
Huh. Gee.
I'm sure it would be the same for me. I doubt it, but I think.
See,
I don't
those
know.
Are the Detroit relatives that I don't see as much.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah, I know. My poor brother Matt is like, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Wow, Carl.
I'm surprised Matt didn't say, I talk to him all the time.
Yeah, I know. They knew you better, Matt and Mark.
National Dingling Day.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot. thank you, Mike, trying to bring me closer to my family that doesn't know me.
That's what I do. You know I'm a family guy.
Well, you know what? At least I didn't buy my significant other trash.
And by the way, for those people that have been texting me and everything, that's not the only thing I got her for Christmas. It's not the only thing I got her for Christmas.
Right.
It was one of the things, one of the many things that Jody got
Christmas. I know. I'm sorry. Everything just froze up in my computer land over here. Froze up.
See?
I know. That's what I get, isn't it? Nobody knows me. I'm frozen out of my cousin's family. And now my computer is going...
A mix of sun and clouds today.
Yeah.
You know what? It doesn't look too bad out there
now.
High in the low 60s today, tomorrow, and about 45. Now, we do have Carla's next take on some entertainment news coming up.
Yeah, you know what? Well, you might have a little bit of a surprise in the next All in the Family episode.
Oh, looking forward to it.
Yeah, you'll like this, Mike.
All right, more on that and some other stories next.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
All right, here we go. Your first Jingle Bell Rock clue of the day to help you find Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. Don't be afraid to look both ways.
Don't be afraid to look both ways.
Write it down. Put it in the clue book. And beginning tomorrow, be the first person to find that Jingle Bell Rock. Bring it back to us here at the station. You are going to walk away with a big, fat $10,000 check from Silverton Casino Hotel and 96.3 KKLZ. The next clue will be a little after 1 o'clock with Wendy Rush. Now, be sure to visit the Singleton Rewards Club for a new written clue posted each weekday. And why don't you just download that free KKLZ app or go to 96.3KKLZ.com if you need or want more information. One more time, don't be afraid to look both ways.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3KKLZ.
Well, TLC Network has a new show coming out. It's called Hot and Heavy. It's about thin guys who love larger women, or as they call them now, mixed weight couples. Mm. So there you go. Hot and Heavy. Okay. We used to be able to call them chubby chasers, but now we can't.
So I can't even imagine what people are going to say about this show after going through that the commercial.
Well, I know. They did call them mixed weight couples, though. So,
okay.
So that, but these are guys who love larger women.
That's fine.
You know, and that's what, they
all right,
I know.
Well, whatever.
Listen, I'm right here. I mean, I'm a tiny larger. Okay.
There's something for everybody on
there
TV.
There absolutely is. Kevin Bacon. Jesse Eisenberg going to appear on the All in the Family episode of live in front of a studio audience. They did this a few months ago. It was pretty good. This is next week. Returning will be Woody Harrelson, Marissa Tomei, Ellie Kemper, and Ike Barinholtz. So basically the same cast playing the main characters.
I never thought I would say this, but I thought Woody Harrelson did a pretty good job.
He did a really good job. I thought she did a pretty good job.
Yes.
Marissa, too. Yeah.
I thought it was a great show.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it. Morty, you might enjoy this. Rolling Stone compiled a list of the year's best metal albums. It's topped by Slipknot's We Are Not Your Kind, Korn, Opeth, and Rammstein. They also made the... I like Rammstein. Actually, I like them all. I like Korn, too. Not as huge as Slipknot or I don't know Opeth.
Opeth's a little more darker.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
A little more heavy, darker, but
thank God, because I was going to say, I haven't heard of any of these. Well, I've heard of Korn and Slipknot.
Okay, there you go.
How is Tool not on there?
I know.
By the way, what did I hear?
So weird.
Tool
to
sold
me.
Out.
Yeah, yes.
Tool
now, this is
sold out.
I'm wondering, because they're metal albums. I mean, they should be on there. You know who I was a huge fan of and still a Prodigy. I love Prodigy.
I saw them here with Linkin Park.
Man, they were pretty
amazing.
Mild, you know? And
I'm just hoping to see Donnie and Marie.
Well, now you might know these. night? Well, a little late there, yeah, Mike. I don't know if you heard. Yeah. They also released Billboard, a list of the 100 best songs of 2019. Mike, I think you know all of these. Oh. Bad Guy by Billie Eilish. Mm-hmm. Truth Hurts, Lizzo. And Sucker by the Jonas Brothers. We can play a little clip of all these a little later if you want to. But yeah, all, I mean, huge, huge songs. Huge songs. Yeah. So, and all kind of cool songs, you know, by their own right. So, there you go. Sponsored by the Southern Nevada Health District. That's my take.
Carly, you talked about Billboard.com.
Yes.
Releasing a list of the 100 best songs of 2019. This is the time when the lists start coming out.
Right.
So, the top three, here's number three from the Jonas Brothers. So that's Sucker by the Jonas Brothers. Yeah. I actually like that song.
So do I.
And number two, Truth Hurts by Lizzo. Listen to this. So that's number two by Lizzo.
Okay.
And the number one song, according to Billboard.com for the year, this is called Bad Guy by the one person everybody's been talking about for a couple of weeks now, and will more so as time goes on, Billie Eilish.
So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy, just can't get enough guy, just always so puffed.
Is it Billie Eilish?
Eilish. Like eyelash.
17 years old.
17 flipping years old.
Yeah. Number one song. Big winner at all the award shows.
And afraid to turn 18 in a few days. Very afraid.
Lives at home with mom.
Very scary. Top three songs for 2019. All right. 8:25. We have those tickets before you can buy them for the Who.
Yes.
And being Thursday, it's another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
Giving you a chance to win these tickets before you can even buy them for The Who with another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
Sally, take my hand. We'll travel south cross land.
Put out the fire and don't look past my shoulder.
The Exodus is here. The happy one's near.
Let's get together before we get much older.
All right, all you have to do is identify the title of that song those lyrics are from to win the tickets. And I believe we have Victoria on the phone. Victoria, can you do it?
Was it Baba O'Reilly?
Good
for you. Good job.
You know, except for Carla and I, everybody had this look like, what the hell song is that?
I know it.
And I think we did such a great job.
You did do a great job.
Well, thank you. You got the tickets. You're going to see The Who moving on. Their dates in May from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on the line. By the way, Victoria, big night on the road, BGK. So let's hear your Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Carla, there's a guy in Uganda. Apparently, his gas has a special ability to kill mosquitoes. That's how bad it is.
Oh, fart blast for $3,000.
Now he says an insect repellent company has contacted him because they want to hire him. So they can study his gas and figure out why it's so effective. That's bad. When it kills mosquitoes and stuff like that.
That's horrible. But listen, if he can make a little money off of that.
See, Jody? Mine aren't that bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank
Nobody's
you.
Sitting up my door. Jeez.
Woman in New Mexico robbed a Subway where she actually worked. Now, she wore a mask, but one of her coworkers recognized her voice. And when the cops tracked her down, she said, listen, I was just doing this to teach my coworker a lesson.
How'd you guys know it was me? Jeez.
So, but they still arrested her.
God, Wanda.
God. They didn't buy the story.
Oh, boy. That's crazy. Well, this in San Pedro, California, you hear about the porch pirates all the time. Well, they caught this one. on security camera stealing an Amazon package from a porch. Now, a witness spotted the squirrel and returned the holiday package to the... It was a squirrel.
Squirrel?
It's a squirrel that's been stealing packages. And, yeah, apparently they've been found in the bushes right by the house because he can't get real far with them. So. Yeah.
He's dragging them away.
Yeah, it's like, a little help. Yeah, so they caught the squirrels and they've retrieved the packages.
That's nuts.
Ain't it, though?
Ain't it?
Oh, my gosh. Oh damn.
Don't tell me you didn't want to go there.
No,
come on.
Well, you know what, Mike? Sometimes I got to let you have them. Here, have fun with this one. Police in Florida arrested 124 people during an undercover sting, including a Disney security guard who showed up totally naked to meet a prostitute. There's actually audio that's hilarious. He literally showed up at the door.
Naked?
Naked. Yeah.
Well,
and the girl that was working undercover was like, oh, well, come on in.
If you're paying by the hour, you want to get the most out of your...
Well, you do. You definitely do.
The bang for
your
buck.
I didn't even put anything on, so yeah. If you don't quit yapping. Let's get this... Come on
time
here.
Time is money.
Yeah, chop, this is the sad thing. Yeah, he worked for Disney. I'm pretty sure he's not going to get his pension now.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure his retirement. Bye bye, huh? Yeah, it's a small world, all right. Come on in, sir. Oh. It is thirst.
That's the one you took. You didn't want the squirrel one?
No, I didn't want. No, but that's nuts, whatever. You know what? It's Thursday, or other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
Something good.
Well, as we do every morning, we like to wrap up the show with a little bit of good news. And I do like the Secret Santa stories around this time of year. A Secret Santa in Leechburg, Pennsylvania, recently donated $10,000 to David Leech Elementary School. Now, the Secret Santa wanted to make sure every student had a gift this holiday season. So they're all able to make a purchase on Amazon, mm-hmm, up to about $30 on whatever they want to get. And if there's any money left, that will go back into a fund to help out any students who are in need at that school.
So I like that idea.
They can all buy what they want, do a little shopping.
Wow.
I love these stories. I really do. Even if it's a little bit of money, it's something better than a lot of kids are going to get, you know?
And where's that at? The David Lee Roth?
Yes, the David Lee Roth. David Leech Elementary School in Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
He owns the town, apparently, or did.
I guess.
I know it.
That is awesome.
I love these stories.
That's why we say anytime you have a feel-good story of your own, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. All right, 9:38, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon. Kind of a recap. It was National Ding-a-Ling Day today.
Yes.
I thought it meant one thing.
Well, I wish it did.
Carla told me it meant another thing.
Yeah.
So we ding-a-linged up on some long-lost relatives for Carla.
Yeah, that didn't work out too well.
No.
Remember me, ding-a-linged him. Yes,
just
we did.
Called him on the phone and had no clue who you were.
No.
That's too bad.
Thanks,
I feel bad,
Tommy.
For you.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it.
Found out from John that we have in the state of Nevada some of the highest speed limits in the nation posted on highways.
Yeah, how about
but
that?
Yet we give out the least amount of tickets.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I like that.
Especially considering there's not a lot to drive through and you just want to get through, you know?
Oh, and one more thing. Governor Sisolak said no.
Yeah.
We're not reimbursing any of the counties for okaying the Area 51 invasion.
Yeah, all that ballyhoo.
You're on your own.
Yeah, that's right. You can
don't come to us.
You can pay for the 13 people that came to your place.
Next year. All right, Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have your next Jingle Bell Rock clue. Of course, help you find the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. Win $10,000. It starts tomorrow, hunters.
Yes.
Don't forget clue number, puzzle piece number 4 going to be handed out later today. Tonight, 6 to 7, Shady Grove Live. So have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.